Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Control. A third of the wealth of this nation, they're jerking the strings and the rest of it are dancing to it. Because we've been brainwashed in the first grade through the college level into believing that we don't have a chance, that we should get out of college, get for some big company, until we get a gold watch. I challenge you to take back your mind, because you lost it at the age of two. When your mothers and your fathers and your friends and your teachers and your neighbors begin to tell you what you could do and what you couldn't do. And whatever they told you, for the most part, you begin to accept and believe. Does it surprise you to find out that 95% of the people in this nation and in this world are financial failures at the age of 55? Does it also surprise you to find out that most people are unhappy, dissatisfied with a position, that don't believe in themselves, that they believe in an automobile, that they believe in a house, a car? Today I'm here to tell you why. Why? It's real simple. If we don't think, man is an animal who was put here to rise himself up on his knees by his brain. In the beginning, man was like any other animal. He didn't have any claws to fight with. He didn't have any brute strength to whip the other animals with. He couldn't run the fastest. So therefore, man had developed the only thing that can give him control over other animals. And that was his mind. And so he took what people thought was the least important part of an animal and developed a part that he can't see, and he developed it in outsmarting the other animals on the earth. He learned to build his home in a cave where he'd help protect it from the back and from the top, and where he could roll rocks down a large animal. So he began to think. And then in time, millions of years, man did not multiply on earth because he couldn't think that far ahead. And so what happened? And the population doubled. In the 16th century and the 18th century, it jumped another leap. We're becoming unbalanced because we have too many people. And yet, this enormous brain has now quit being developed in the last 100 years or so. It's been turned into a computer. A computer that's controlled by other stronger animals, other men. 2% of the American people control a third of the wealth of this nation. They're jerking the strings and the rest of it are dancing to it. Because we've been brainwashed from the first grade through the college level into believing that we don't have a chance, that we should get out of college, get for some big company, until we get a gold watch. I challenge you to take back your mind, because you lost it at the age of two. When your mothers and your fathers and your friends and your teachers and your neighbors begin to tell you what you could do and what you couldn't do, and whatever they told you, for the most part, you begin to accept and believe. To prove my point that you have been born in Russia, your thoughts at this very moment, for the most part, will be that of a communist type person. If you were born in a home of poverty, you don't have very little confidence. You don't think you can get up, you can do anything. If you were born in a home of a millionaire, then if you'll listen and he'll teach you how to play the stock market, you can learn to use and you can and stay up there. Because the way we've been programmed to think is what we produce. Knowing if we knew and anybody in this world that has more out of life than you do. And keep in mind that when I talk about success, I'm not talking about financial success alone. Everyone doesn't want that. I'm talking about being the best teacher, the best preacher, the best doctor, the best housewife, the best lawyer, the best of whatever it is you choose. We sell a course, and you know what this course is? You know what we're selling you? We're selling you nothing. We are selling you nothing. All we're doing is developing what's already in your mind. And nobody wants to buy nothing, and most people think they're nothing. So how can we sell a man himself when he doesn't think much of himself? He'd rather buy an automobile, that's important. But you're not going to get him too easily to invest in nothing. And who says he's nothing? Not I. Not himself. His neighbors and friends have told him all his life that he is nothing. People all over the world are sitting around with a brain that's been lost. It's shrunk to the size of a pinhead. And what's left is that big gray mass matter. It has been turned into a computer. And how do you know it's gray? It's gray because that's what I've heard. I'm worth $5,000 a year because that's what I've heard. I'm worth $10,000 because that's what they claim me to be worth. What does it take to be a success? Using your brain, not the computer. The computer that's been told, you can do this, you can't do that, you can have this, you can't have that. There's only 2% that can make a decision today without asking the lawyer, the doctor, the neighbor, the Aunt Nellie, or Uncle John, or the 2-year-old son. Your puppet's on a string, and people are jerking them. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I can lay my hand right on your heads and give you instant belief in yourself? Because in this day of modern age, we have instant coffee, instant tea, and instant disbelief. What does it take to become a success? Believing it can happen to you. You see, that's the hard part. Making $1 million was the easiest thing I ever done. Believing it can happen, an 8th grade education was the hard part. That took me 33 years. If most people are telling you it won't work in any business you're in, or any business you want to become great in, you are generally right, because most people ain't going to make it. Most people will listen to me today, they'll get all jacked up, all inspired, and 3 out of 4 of you that take this course will never do anything with it. It won't help you a bit, because you won't listen to it. Because you won't use your brain, but you'll use your computer, and every time I put an attitude in yours, it'll make you make it, somebody else will destroy it. What does it take to become a success? Associating with successful thinking people that says, I'll help you. You'll encourage you. I am the man who's willing to work, who's willing to sweat, who's willing to pray, who's willing to never give up, who realize that anybody can make it. If he's willing to get himself an outlook on life that says he can make it and sit with it, you need an attitude for it. You need an outlook on life. You need a product. You need a business for yourself if that's your desire. At the age of 6, your child thinks you're the greatest person in the world. At the age of 14, he wonders what happened to you. He understands you're cracking. He understands that you have no confidence in yourself. He hears you complaining about high taxes. He hears you complaining about the neighbors. He hears you explaining that the only reason that the road is paved from your house to work. And so you won't see yourself working yourself into a rut. And the only difference between a rut and a grave is a death. What does it take to become a success? Believing in oneself. I'm telling you, you can have anything you want in this life. That first step is the hardest thing you'll ever do. I challenge you to take back your mind, because you lost it at the age of two. When your mothers and your fathers and your friends and your teachers and your neighbors begin to tell you what you could do and what you couldn't do. And whatever they told you, for the most part, you begin to accept and believe.